We're a mom and son travel duo.
Inspiring authors.
Sharing world adventures with you.
And inspiring dreams.
Bringing inspiration for creation to you.
Exploring the world and finding greatness.
We're here to energize your dreams and adventures through travel.
Hi, guys!
Welcome back on episode 2 of the Global Footprint Stories podcast.
Yay! I'm your host, Deborah Hyland.
And I'm Jonah Siyum.
And we are the Mom and Son Duo. And we are here today talking about, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about Istanbul.
Istanbul, like his shirt.
Like my shirt says.
It was one of our favorite cities to visit. And we are here to give some tips about that city and all our travels. What else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the places that we went, cool places, and our top five favorite places
that we went. Is it only five? Is it only top five?
No, there's
We also have some tips on, like, where to go, what to do, and what to watch out for when you're in Istanbul. Because we had some fun times, but there were also some things that happened that just made us be like, okay, we need to be careful next time. Yeah. So we're here to just basically tell you guys all about our trip. We're excited. Yep. So Jonah, let's start. Okay. Give me your top five places and why those were your top five places that we went to.
This is tough.
Well, let's start over. How about you tell me about where is Istanbul?
Okay, first, Istanbul is located in the northwest of Turkey.
And how many people live there?
15 million people.
15 million people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Is it the capital of Turkey?
Everyone thinks so because it's big, but it's actually not.
It's the biggest city, right?
It's the biggest city, but it's not.
It's not the capital city.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest city in Turkey, though. But so why did we decide to go there?
Because so when we were going to Eritrea, we had a layover there, so.
No, it was a layover, but we made it longer.
Yeah,
so we stayed there for four days.
And in the 4 days, what do we do?
In the 4 days, we did a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we can talk about the five
things,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so my first favorite place that I went to is probably Hagia Sophia, which is a mosque.
That was my number one.
Oh. Well, I guess it's both of ours.
Okay, we could talk about why it was your number one, why it was my number one.
So it was my number one because when you go inside, like it's really big. And then like there's music in the
mosque. Okay.
And that's why I liked it. Also, because it's a great view, like when you're outside, like to take a picture because it's really big.
Yeah. So. The reason why it's my favorite is also the inside of it. So Hagia Sophia is one of the most beautiful mosques in Istanbul and one of the biggest ones as well. And it brings a lot of attraction because when there is guided tours that you can take, and when you take a guided tour, a free one if you go like 10 a.m. in the morning. And then the guided tour takes you through the Hagia Sophia, through the mosque. And then it takes you through, what's the other mosque we saw you like?
Well, that's my second one, which is the Blue Mosque.
The Blue Mosque. And then it takes you there as well.
Yeah.
And then because they're kind of close to each other.
Yeah. They're not that far.
Yeah. And the reason why it was my favorite was because of the art as well. We had to take off our shoes because, again, it's a mosque. It used to be a museum, and then in 2020, well, it was a mosque, and then it was a museum. And
in
then
2020.
Now in 2020, they switched it to a mosque again. Yeah, and we've never been to a mosque before, but it's one of the biggest attractions in Istanbul. And when you go through this guided tour, we didn't do the guided tour because we were with family.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of time to do it, but we did do our own tour. Again, we took off our shoes and then you go inside and it's just beautiful. The most amazing like art I've ever seen, and it's massive when you go inside of it, right?
Yes, it's like really big.
Yeah, just so high, it's just gorgeous
and
art.
There was
and
tons of people.
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah. Long lines. Every attraction in Turkey was like, or in Istanbul though, had lines and a lot of visitors and tourists from everywhere.
The only thing I didn't like is that it was really, really cold. It felt like negative 100 degrees. That's how cold it felt.
It was. We went in December. So December, January is not the ideal time to go to Turkey.
That's a bad time.
Yeah, it was cold. It was snow at some point. There was snow at some point, right?
I remember.
Yeah, but it was so cold that day. Even inside the mosque was cold.
Yeah.
My aunt who went with us couldn't feel her feet, basically. It was just freezing. We had to wear our gloves and hat because it was so cold.
Yeah.
Maybe because we can handle it because we live in Miami too. Maybe that might be the other reason. But, you know, our family was also cold. So we did that. That's why it's our number one. Hagia Sophia was
number one.
Amazing for sure. So, okay, what's number two?
Yeah, sorry. So number two for me is probably the Blue Mosque.
Okay, you tell us why, and then I'll say my number two after you.
So mine is the Blue Mosque because one, like you could hear them praying from outside. Like if you're like away from the Hagia Sophia and the Blue Mosque, it's really far and you can still hear them. That's one. And two, I like it because it's really big and it looks really like a museum looking.
Oh, it's museum.
Yeah, it looks like it's ancient Greece or something.
Ancient, yeah.
But yeah, so that's why I like it.
The architecture.
Yeah. The way it's formed.
The architecture. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Architecture.
Yep. That's why you like it.
Yeah.
Because architecture is just beautiful, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. We didn't go inside the Blue Mosque, but it was really, really great, right? Yeah. Okay.
So what's your number two?
My number two. Which one do you think is my number two?
Well, there's a lot, so you tell me.
Well, guess.
Hmm.
Well, my number two is actually the Spice Bazaar.
Oh.
Yes, my number two is the Spice Bazaar. That was beautiful. We went to the Spice Bazaar. We bought a lot of spices, dates, olives. We didn't buy olives, but, you know, you could find everything. Yeah. Like, you're walking in and everybody's pulling you to the right and to the left and just saying like, hey, let me buy you this and let me buy you that. What were they saying to you?
Like, they're like, hey, would you like some samples? Here, would you like some gummies?
Yeah, come,
like,
come.
Gummies?
Yeah.
I saw, like, we were just walking. There's, like, gummies. Mommy, look, there's gummies. Can we get some?
Yeah, that was your favorite part.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they had gummies.
You were?
In Istanbul, too.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't.
You were?
No. But we also got, again, we got spices. We got, what else did we get? I also bought for family some like teacups, like Turkish teacups and spoons.
I remember we got some coffee.
We got coffee.
Turkish coffee.
And Turkish tea as well. Tea. Yes. And what
we
else?
Still we use it today?
Yeah, we have it at home. Yeah. We also have the spices that we got for chicken and meat and
like
fish and stuff. Yeah, we got all these spices that were so cool and we still have it, which is just amazing. But the Spice Bazaar is just really long, basically hall. Like, it's like an indoor mall.
Yeah, I remember like when we first got in, it looked like there was no ending point. Looks like it just went on and
it's just
and
really
on
long.
Forever.
And then you have all these stores, basically.
Yeah. And it's like on the right and the left.
Yeah.
Here, would you like a sample? Here, would you like some spices? Here, would you like some olives?
Dates, and everything else. It was amazing. It was such a great experience.
There was a lot of stuff.
There was a lot of stuff. So you have to, when you go to this, it's very overwhelming if you've never been. I would, you know, recommend watching maybe some videos about it, how it looks and everything.
Yeah.
It can get overwhelming. You know, we enjoyed it. We really, really enjoyed it because everyone was just coming at us but we bought a lot of stuff.
A lot of people.
A lot of people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, it's like so crowded. Like you can't see where you're going.
Yeah, it was crowded.
But
yeah, we were
We were able to get out and find our way and see all those cool, yummy spices and olives and other things foods that they have.
Yeah, so that was good. Okay, so that's my number two. So, what's your number three?
My number three is the Grand Bazaar. You're probably like, you just said that. But the one that she said is the Spice Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is the Grand Bazaar, number three.
Number three is good. Why is the Grand Bazaar your favorite?
Mine favorite is Grand Bazaar, number three, because...
And what's the difference between the two?
So, the Spice Bazaar is like what she says, like an indoor mall and like the shops. But the Grand Bazaar... There's also shops. It's like it's an outdoor mall, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, instead of just one long one, it goes left and right, and there's a bunch of different stuff. It's not only food. There's food. There's stuff like spices also. There's clothes. I even got a soccer jersey from there.
Yeah, that's true. You did get a soccer
jersey.
Yeah, and
I still wear it.
Yeah, that's true. What else did we get from there?
We got some... more food, and we got a Turkish rug.
Yes, we did.
And you have it in your bedroom.
I do. Yeah. I do. They have carpets, small carpets, and
rugs. And it's really comfy.
Yeah, that's true. So what's the difference between the two? The Spice Bazaar
is an indoor mall.
It's the Spice
and
Bazaar.
And it just has a lot of shops, the Spice Bazaar.
Yep.
And the Grand Bazaar is like different ways left and right, and there's not only shops. There's like food shops, there's like jersey shops, there's a whole bunch of stuff in an outdoor mall.
Yeah, it's outdoor and indoor. So the Grand Bazaar is a lot bigger than the Spice Bazaar. It's huge, it's massive too. And a lot of what were you going to say?
I remember we were outside, we went inside, we're looking at the shops, we saw the sky, we took like a few more steps and we were inside.
Yeah, and then we turned and then there was more things. And then we turned, there was more things. Like he said, it's clothing, it's coffee, it's spices, it's also rugs.
Remember we saw jewelry there?
And jewelry. Yes, yeah, and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of gold as well.
Cool.
That's true. And dates and other fruits that they sell as well. So the Grand Bazaar is basically... has a little bit of the Spice Bazaar inside of it, but it's a lot bigger because it has clothing and all these other things that, you know, that we end up getting. So you also have to like watch out for people, you know, at that.
They could
both Spice Bazaar and Grand Bazaar, because they will be like, hey, do you like this? Okay, come with me to the back, and then they take you to the back. We did go to the back because we did have someone with us that made us feel safe, right?
Yeah.
So. We went and we ended up getting a purse, and it was fine. But at the same time, you know, when you're traveling alone or with a kid, you know, you always have to be careful.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't recommend it. But everyone wants to sell you something.
Yeah.
So both Grand Bazaar and Spice Bazaar, everyone is pulling you. But we end up getting jerseys, T-shirts, and some purses. Like I got a cute purse from there. And anything you need. And in the Grand Bazaar, they had like men's suits, kids
I remember.
Stuff. Yeah, so they had everything that you can really like look for.
Who was the person that was with us, though?
Yeah, who was the person that was with us that we said we were going to tell them last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, last episode we told you that there was going to be someone that took us around. We were lucky enough to have our own personal tour guide.
Yeah.
How about we save that for the...
The last part when we're near to the tips.
Okay.
Yep. At the end.
I think that's a great idea. Okay.
So that's my number three. What's your number three?
You can buy all of our Jonas Global Footprints book series directly on our website at tinyglobalfootprints.com. That's also where you can find Jonah's own best-selling kids' books. His new book, What Does Daddy Do All Day, just hit the bookshelves. The next chapter of Jonah's Global Footprints series will explore Eastern Africa. Join us on life's adventure at tinyglobalfootprints.com.
My number three is, I would say, the bridge.
The Galata Bridge.
The Galata Bridge is my number three. The reason why it's my number three is because we were able to go on this bridge one side is the Turkish side, and the other side is the Asia side, right?
Yeah.
And we took a tour, and this tour took us to the Asia side. So we were able to go to the Asia side and take pictures there.
Yeah.
And we were able to, you know, just be on the Asia side. That was amazing for me.
I remember we were on a hop-on, hop-off bus.
Yes.
When we went there. Like,
yeah.
We crossed the bridge. There was, like, water everywhere. And when we were upstairs, like, on the tide, so we could see while we were listening to the radio guy telling us, look, on your right, you can see blah, blah, blah. And on the left, here is some water and... This is the Asia side of Turkey.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. That's actually my number four that you just said.
Oh.
The hop-on, hop-off bus.
Oh. Well,
I definitely recommend the hop-on, hop-off bus, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's your number three?
That's numbers. Yeah, my number
three. My number four is, my number four is definitely the food. 100%.
Like, but where did we go that was like
so,
this? That you enjoyed.
Like, uh-huh. So there was a place that we went to every night that we were there. they had chicken kebabs and they had different types of kebabs and they had my favorite food.
So would you say your number four is the cuisines of the Turkish cuisine?
The traditional
cuisine. Turkish cuisine?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And also, they also had like...
I was just going to ask for you.
Yeah.
You said the kebabs.
Yeah.
But you also, what else did we have that was amazing?
The rice.
Yeah. You love rice. That's
yeah.
why. But we had breakfast there. And the food was literally from this side.
All the way to
this side. It was just.
It was 10 feet wide.
And we had a lot of food.
Yeah.
We went there again with our family.
I remember, like, they gave us one plate.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, this is little. Then they came and gave us more 3 plates.
More and more.
Okay, this is enough. I like it. Yeah. Then they gave us another, like, 10 more plates.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
And then came back again.
Yeah, then they gave us more food.
The whole table was filled with food, basically. The whole table was filled.
Like, there wasn't even enough up. Place to put like our plates down
and so coffee.
Coffee or anything.
Your tea, yes.
All of it was full of plates.
It was amazing. The food was delicious. The breakfast was good. The traditional breakfast that we had in Turkey was like
so that
perfect.
Was good. That was my number four. How about your number four?
So we recommend definitely to try that.
To go and try. But traditional Turkish breakfast
and the cuisines. Yeah, amazing food.
Yeah.
Okay, food. Well, my number four, like you said, was the hop-on, hop-off bus that we went on. And the hop-on, hop-off bus that we went on, we usually do this to every country we go to. We did it in South Africa. We did we do it in Colombia?
No.
We didn't. Okay.
Don't think so.
But I did it in Dubai.
Oh.
This summer. Yeah, when I was there this summer, I did it in Dubai. But usually, I did it also in Spain.
Oh.
Yeah, so Jonah didn't go with me to Spain because that was a friend's trip. But hop-on, hop-off bus is like the best way to see all the different parts of the city. So we went on and we saw the whole entire, I think it was, do we take two buses or just one?
No, we took one bus, and then every time they would stop to let us see, we would run off the bus, take a picture quickly, and run back on.
And it was cold.
It was, like, extremely cold.
Yeah, it was cold, so we couldn't do too much. Yeah. But the hop-on, hop-off bus did take us to different parts of the city. That was beautiful.
I remember before we got on the bus, you remember, like, the ice cream? Like, he was like, okay, here's your ice cream. And
but
then
I thought that was,
he tricked me into there's like an ice cream he would have, like, give me the
Turkish
ice cream, the one
ice cream.
That I want.
So they go like this, and then they trick
you. Then they
you
trick
a few
you
times.
Into giving you. And then here, they like, here you go. And then I try and grab it, but then they throw it up and catch it. And they're like, oh, you missed it. So, like, they keep on tricking you so that you don't get it. But eventually, they do give it to you.
They do give it to you?
Yeah. It took me a while.
Did it?
Yeah.
To get it, right? Yeah, but I think that's one also another attraction in Turkey for kids especially is, like, to go to all these places and to do this ice cream thing, to really understand how the culture, the history, the architecture, the art is just beautiful. So, and the best way to experience it is walking around the city or taking a metro.
Yeah.
So that would, I know you enjoyed that. That's my number four was hop on, hop off bus.
My number five is Estaclal Street.
Why?
Because number one, I liked it because like everywhere you go, like you could see it, like from the buildings and stuff. And
yeah.
And the cool architecture.
Yeah, you could see from the city. But what did you not like about that street? That street
was cold.
The fact that it was cold really traumatized in a way. But this street is known to be like Fifth Avenue or like in New York, basically. It's like a well-known street.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful when you're walking through it. It was crowded. There's shops. There's cafes. There is restaurants. And there's also other things that is just amazing in the street. But it's known, right? Huh?
Yeah, and also it's the most known. Yeah, you just said it's the most known street. And it's also the most popular street on the...
Yeah.
In Istanbul. Istanbul.
Yeah, Istiklal is like a well-known street.
Yeah.
You can, again, you can take a train there, but walking around Istiklal is the best way to do it. Yeah, and also all the mosques are there, as well as, all the shopping and the Grand Bazaar. It's, quite a walk, but it's good to get your exercise in at the same time. We enjoyed it for sure.
Definitely.
Okay.
But the only thing I didn't like is one, it was cold. Two, it was too crowded.
Yeah, you didn't like that?
Yeah.
I think what I didn't like about that street was there were a lot of people trying to sell us things. So this guy wouldn't leave us alone. He was trying to sell me a perfume.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is like Chanel. It looked, so I was going to get it because it was really cheap. And then the person that was with us, that will tell you later who it is, she was like, don't get it because they put water in there and then they put it in a Chanel box, they wrap it, and then they will sell it to you.
Wow.
And you won't know it's water until you get home.
It's
once
a
it's
scam.
Like, it's a scam. So
that's
okay.
Yeah.
I am not going to get this.
That's part of our tip. So stay tuned to find out. More
so
tips.
That was my part of not liking that street too much, just because the people that try to sell you things were just too much or just all over us trying to get us to buy things, basically.
So that's my number five, the Estaclal Street.
Yes.
Walking there. So what's your number five?
My number five is shopping.
Shopping.
The shopping was good. I enjoyed the shopping there.
I mean, I like the shopping, but it was kind of boring, just looking at stuff you guys are oh, look at this.
That. I enjoyed the shopping when we went to the Spice Bazaar. I enjoyed the shopping when we went to the Grand Bazaar. I also enjoyed the shopping when we just were walking in the street in Estaclal Street and there's everything you need. So I bought scarves for my aunt. I bought food, meaning dates and other little things that we can snap on.
A lot of stuff.
Jonah was also feeling a little sick, so we got him
medicine.
We went and got a lot of souvenirs. We love buying souvenirs when we travel.
Yeah.
And Estaclal Street, Grand Bazaar were the best places to buy these amazing souvenirs. And we had fun because we got, a rug, like we said earlier. We got a lot of little knickknacks and magnets and...
Yeah.
And also, so many other things that we have. What else did we get?
We got some little things that we put on our shelf.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, those little architecture little things that they make.
Don't say architecture. Please delete that part.
What is
that? Just art. So we bought art.
Yeah, right? And art that they make.
We bought art, and then we bought some handmade artistic things. So there's ceramic things that were there that were beautiful that we didn't buy it, but it was amazing to just look at that. It's reasonably priced. So the price is good usually to buy all these things, which is why I really enjoy shopping in Istanbul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is the money called in Turkey though?
I don't know. How about you tell us?
It's actually called Turkish liras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you have some? Do you still have some of the money with you?
I think I do.
Uh-huh.
like I, for Christmas, I got like a wallet.
Yeah.
So I when I was there, I got some of the, mommy gave me some Turkish liters, like 5 or something, and I put it in my wallet. So yeah. I was like, I have 5 Turkish liters. Yes.
Yes, and I know.
I'm pretty sure I still have it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The liter was good, and the exchange rate is good. So yeah. We were able, that's why the shopping, like I said, was good for me to buy all these things that we ended up getting.
Yeah.
If we were not going to Eritrea, I probably would have ended up getting more things from Turkey because we're going to Eritrea. My luggage was already heavy and yeah. I was going to get even heavier. So we ended up not getting as many things as we wanted. But Turkey, when you go there, have a suitcase that's empty because like when you go there, you will just end up buying everything, right?
Yes.
So that was my favorite and your favorite.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
My top 5 and your top 5.
Yes. So now how about we talk about some of the tips. Other tricks and tips yeah. that we wanted to tell them.
Yeah.
Those were our favorite tips, but now other tips that to watch out for, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to do the first one or should I do?
I think you should go because you've been okay. going the whole time.
Yay. Okay, so the first one is to be careful for scams, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay, and with scams, where are the places that scams can happen?
Like
we just said... What did we say about
we said
when
like
you are in the Grand Bazaar and the shopping?
Yeah.
People try to take you to a different place to sell you things. Of course, it's knockoff like watch and purse and shoes, but you will get everything like Gucci
yeah.
and
stuff like that.
Yeah, every brand you can think of is there, like heavy, like luxurious brands, but they are knockoffs.
Yeah.
And they try to take you to a different area to sell you that. So just make sure you're safe when you do that. And if you want to do that, again, I did it and because I did feel safe to do it. But at the same time, you know, it could be risky.
Yeah.
So there's one of that.
So,
and then
and
other
then
places
another
where.
Thing is taxis.
Taxis.
Be careful for taxis.
Taxi you're, scams, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're better taxi scams because you're better off just walking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, A, the taxis, they will try to take you the long way.
Mm-hmm. Like and they don't turn on a meter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because you don't know where you're going,
yeah, so
right?
you like, if you're like me and mommy, we were there for the first time and
yeah.
we saw a taxi. We're like, oh, can you take us to Grand Bazaar? I forgot
yeah.
what it was. Was it there?
Yeah. No, yeah. actually from the Grand Bazaar back to our hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, okay, so then.
No, first of all, so these taxis wouldn't take us from Grand Bazaar back to our hotel. No one, we asked how many taxis?
We asked at least 4 or 5 taxis.
To take, and because the distance was so short, it was cold, it was freezing. That's why we wanted to go there. Maybe
yeah.
like a 10-minute, 15-minute walk.
Not even. Walk?
Like 15-minute walk,
like
but it
drive.
Was really cold.
Yeah.
But everyone kept saying no because they're not going to get money from that. It's a short distance. So then when we finally got in, I mean, the guy was willing to take us for double the price. But at that point,
yeah.
we didn't, you know, care. We're just like, okay, take us there. But they don't turn on meters. They will take you the long way. And then another thing is when you give them a money later, like
yeah.
you give them a 50, they will pretend like, what is it?
Like it's a 5.
Yeah,
then
this
they're
didn't
like,
happen
you only gave me a 5 liter.
Yeah.
Then they'll say, oh, then the other person who's giving them the money will say, oh, did I? Then here's your 50.
Yeah.
So then they just got 50, then they just got 100 liters just like that.
Yeah. So,
so
it's
be
like,
careful.
The taxi scam is well
yeah.
known there. Another thing that's scam that's known is what? The shoeshine
yeah
people.
The shoeshine
so this again didn't happen to us but these were some of the things we researched before we went and we had to be careful with it
yeah.
and they didn't ask us to shine our shoes because you
yeah.
know I'm a woman and he's a child but maybe if there was like somebody else with us they would have probably tried with the brush what
yeah.
happens
so when like a shoeshiner is walking and then he sees someone he drops his stick on purpose like his shoe shining thing, his brush on purpose, and then he asked the person that just walked by, can you pick that up?
No,
he doesn't ask.
He doesn't ask, and then you go
it
pick
up,
it up to give it to him.
To give it to him, and then he's like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Why don't you come with me? I could shine your shoes for you.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to be rude.
And you
yeah.
think it's for free.
Yeah.
But
so then they come, then you come with
shine
him, and then you shine your shoes, and then by the time you're done shining your shoes, he'll say, okay, can 100 liters, please.
Or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't know.
So
again, they scam you through that as well.
Yeah.
Because you think it's okay.
Yeah, so the scams are to be aware of taxi scams, shoe shining scams, and also like shopping scams.
Yeah, shopping scams.
Like they'll just say, come.
Yeah.
Here, would you like this expensive Gucci shoes? Even though it's fake.
Louis Vuitton, yeah. They'd be like, yeah, here you go. Let's go this way. And then, so those are some of the things. With the taxi, we suggest you walk everywhere or take Ubers or take the metro. We took the metro. That was cool. It was crowded, but it was cool, right?
The metro is like a train type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So, like, you give the ticket guy, you go into this ticket booth, get
a
ticket, then you give it to him, and then you're on the train.
Yeah. And it took us, from where we're going to where we end up, getting off. And that was cool. But the thing is, you needed to be a visitor or a resident, so you have to get the ticket, you have to buy the ticket earlier. So, do a little research to figure out how to get it before you get on the metro. Yeah. So those are some of the things to watch out for.
Yeah.
Another thing to watch out for, okay, we said scams. Another thing is the reason why we're saying also to take taxi or not to take taxi, to walk is because it's crowded with cars and the traffic moves really slow. So between the taxis and the tourists and everything else, traffic is slow. So we suggest metro.
Yeah.
We suggest walking.
Yeah, walking.
But those were some of the things to watch out for sure, right?
So.
And what else do they need to watch out for?
You also need to watch out for...
I would say make sure you get the right tour guide. There's a lot... As soon as you get into the airport in Istanbul, lots of tour guides, and then you go into the city, lots and lots of tour guides. So make sure who you're choosing, and then make
definitely.
Sure that they are going to take you to the right places. We chose a good one, right?
Yes.
They got us our hotel. They got us
a car
to drive us around, and then they give us a tour as well. So that was really amazing.
And also remember the airport, as soon as we got out of our flight, our gate boarding, the airport was like ginormous. Then as soon as we got out, we saw three to ten different tour guides waiting outside
places.
Would you like a tour? Come here. And then we saw a lot. We couldn't choose.
I know. So that's why it's important to choose a good one to do your research. We ended up choosing our tour guides when we got to Turkey, when we got to Istanbul. But I would recommend you to do it sooner, just so you know, have the right tour guide while you're there. Or you can do when you get there, like we did. And we ended up, making sure we're getting it from the airport. We made sure, it's a legit a tour place that's going to take us to places and also show us, the areas that we wanted to see. Because I had specific areas that I wanted us to see in the 4 days that we were there. And Istanbul is, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. Who was our tour guide?
Who's
our own personal tour guide.
Oh, the one that we said we were going to do?
Yeah.
So we had, we bought a tour, a tour guide, right?
We also had our own personal tour guide.
Okay.
Our book illustrator.
Yes, Najla is her name. And she's been illustrating and, drawing
for
our books. And
3 years.
Yeah, for 3 years I've known her. And she's been amazing. We talk all the time on WhatsApp and everything. But this was our first time meeting her.
Yeah, and seeing her
that was
person.
Amazing. And she lives in Turkey. She showed us around. We spent a whole day with her. She is amazing. We're so glad that we've actually got to meet her in person, and she made all our 5 books, basically helped us, with our illustrations.
And also remember when we first went to the Spice and Grand Bazaar, she was the one who showed us
there. She's the one who took us to the Grand Bazaar as well as
the Spice Bazaar.
Yes.
And also we went to the Blue Mosque, the outside
of it with her as well.
Yeah, and then after we went to Eritrea, and then when we came back to Turkey with our family, then we showed them the places that we went to.
Like, exactly. We became their tour guide.
Yeah,
when
now.
We were coming back from Eritrea is when our family was with us.
Yeah.
And then we were able to say, hey, we've been here. We know Istanbul. Yeah. So we were able
but
to be their tour guide.
But there was also some new places that we saw.
We did, yeah. Because we went to buy things, and that was really cool. One thing that I didn't do in Turkey that's known is the Turkish bath. It's really known, and I obviously wanted to do it, but we didn't have enough time. So I definitely recommend doing that, Turkish bath, as well as going to the palace. Those are the two places that we didn't get to do because we didn't have enough time. But next time,
And also the Galata Tower. There's a Galata Bridge, and like a few blocks away, there's a Galata Tower.
Yes, where you could see the whole city.
Yeah, it's like a sightseeing. You can see. Yeah. Oh, look at the Blue Mosque. I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the Hagia Sophia over there.
So you have the palace.
Yeah.
The Galata Tower. And the Turkish Bath.
Yeah.
Are so those three that we didn't do. Our favorite one, but we definitely check those out next time. But our favorite ones that you must see when you go to Istanbul are
Hagia Sophia, Blue Mosque, Spice Bazaar, Grand Bazaar, and Esteklas.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, and also Galata Bridge, which separates the Europe part and the Asia part.
Exactly.
Of Turkey, yeah.
And then one last thing that we did that was fun, that we enjoyed, was in the Grand Bazaar. We both of us dressed with the traditional Turkish clothing. And we both were able to take some royalty pictures
as
a Turkish royalty.
Yeah,
those were amazing.
Yeah, like I was like a prince and I was holding grapes and a knife and stuff.
Yeah, he was like this. And then I was the queen, so I was like this. So those were we have many pictures from that. Mm. So when you go to the Grand Bazaar, make sure you do that. Those are memorable times.
Yeah, I remember like they gave you a knife to take pictures. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was like this long.
Yeah, that was amazing.
10 feet or something.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Yeah.
But in the Grand Bazaar, they do that. Take these amazing photos. They are professional photos and you do dress the part to do it. So that was great. So we definitely recommend that as well.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yep.
Thank you so much for
being here. We'll wrap it up for episode two of the Global Footprint Stories podcast.
Yes. Thank you for being here. We'll see you in episode three next time. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay. See you next episode.
See you next time.